MG has a piece of advice. Never operate heavy machinery while listening to the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. For the right advice and over 90,000 products, head to Kennards Hire. Kennards.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And thank God it is Friday, MG.
Fantastic. I must confess, I went into a lonely house last night. I have my family in all parts of New South Wales. I have one of my daughters in Newcastle. I have a son in Canberra. I have three members of my family in Coffs Harbour. Now, it's me and the two dogs at home.
Which means party at the Guy household tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I've got a slight injury, like an old man's injury from the gym today, and it's the most innocuous thing I've done. I just went to put a weight back on the, the trestle, and got a bloody bulging disc.
Are you okay?
No, look, do I look okay? Yeah, I look like number seven.
All right, old man Guy. Well, we got plenty to get through tonight on the show. Simon Hill, the current voice of Australian football, will join us to preview the A-League season that kicks off tonight. Sydney FC taking on Adelaide United. James Hooper returns to provide us another best bet for the weekend of racing. You're going to break down the test match tomorrow night, Tonga taking on the Kangaroos. We've got a new segment we're going to try out at the back end of the show, a sporting public service announcement.
Yeah.
You and I think there's something that needs fixing in the world of sport.
I'll give a little tease. We're making an appeal.
Oh, we want to make an appeal. I like that. But up next, MG. West Tigers fans, listen up. There is a new name at the top of the list to replace Ivan Cleary next season. We'll tell you who it is next. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Boom. Were you supposed to press the button then, or was
no,
I?
No, you were going to tell us about the tough mother.
Well, you didn't point to me, mate. I was reading. I was reading a text message. Sorry. Last chance tonight to join us for Tough Mudder, Glenworth Valley, Central Coast. I've been looking at Tough Mudder online. I'll tell you, I think we don't know what we're getting ourselves into, Liam. It's not easy.
I've never done it before. I'm genuinely anxious about it, MG.
You're fit, but you're a fit guy. You've done the, as you keep telling us every day, under 60, sub 60.
Your final chance to join the Rush Hour with MG.
I'm fit, yeah.
Tough Mudder team coming up tonight in the show. Do something out of the ordinary. Tough Mudder, Sydney, November 17th to the 18th. Toughmudder.com.au. Let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, it's always exciting when I get to play this music. The NRL merry-go-round has been fired up again today.
Oh, yeah.
The story reported on NRL.com by Michael Chamis that West Tigers CEO Justin Pascoe has flown to Auckland to meet up with Madge McGuire to discuss the possibility of coaching the West Tigers next year. That man joins us on the line. He broke the story today. Michael Chamis, live from Auckland. Now, how did we break this story? Did you just bump into Justin in the airport at a bar? How did we discover that Pascoe had landed in New Zealand?
Well, I'm in Auckland at the moment, but Justin's not here. He's in the US. He came before the test match, but he met with Michael McGuire about the possibility of coaching the club in the next couple of weeks.
Is it true, Mike, that he's also met with Wayne Bennett previously, Justin Pascoe?
He has, mate, yeah, MG. He's met with both Wayne and Madge. They're the two preferred options. I think they're going to play hardball. If they can't get one or the other, I think Ivan Cleary's going to have a tough time getting a release from the West Tigers to join the Panthers if they can't get one of those two, because they're the preferred options at the moment.
That's my next question. The likelihood of Ivan Cleary being at Penrith in 2019, if you're a betting man, out of 10, what would you say?
I'd say 9 out of 10, to be honest with you.
Yep.
I think he still has a lot to play out the way things have gone over the last few weeks. It could get ugly. It depends on the way Ivan wants to handle this. My mail is that a few players there have sort of lost a little respect for the way this has all panned out over the last few weeks. And it'll be interesting to see whether that position is untenable. How can he go back to training if there are people there who have lost that respect? And if that's diminished, it's going to be hard to see that he can start the pre-season as coach.
MG, let me ask you, with the playing list the West Tigers have and those two options on the table, who do you think would be a better fit at the West Tigers out of Bennett and Maguire?
Well, I said on this show that I think Bennett would be a perfect match for the Tigers. But as I just said earlier as well, the next best man, I think, is Madge McGuire.
Michael, the series that's coming up between England and New Zealand, these two coaches, Wayne Bennett and Madge McGuire, coaching these two sides, any chance Justin Pascoe could just say, boys, whoever wins gets the kick?
mate, I reckon the most important thing in all this is what happens in Brisbane. I think Brisbane hold the keys at the moment. If Anthony Seibold, as everyone's talking, ends up at Brisbane in 2020, it'll be Michael McGuire. So they're just sort of waiting on what happens in Brisbane. What happens in England probably will be some bragging rights, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. At the end of the day, the decision of the Broncos will have a massive bearing on what happens at the Tigers.
Can you see Seibold coaching the Broncos, and can you see, unbelievably, everything old is new again, Madge McGuire going back to South?
Well, I can't see that. I didn't see any of this happening.
I didn't see Desi going back to Manly. I didn't see Ivan going back to Penrith.
it's unbelievable. Look, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I think it's going to be interesting. If Seibold does happen to agree to terms with Brisbane for 2020, I wonder how much pressure on South Sydney then to release him then from his current deal in his final year, because that'll set off a whole new set of merry-go-round. My mail is that if Brisbane have their preference, it's to get someone in immediately.
Mike, you're in Auckland. Paint the picture for us, mate. Is pandemonium starting to reign with these Tongan supporters everywhere?
It's unbelievable, Andy. I flew in late last night from Sydney, and the whole flight was full of Tongan people. The atmosphere here in Auckland, the excitement around it, the game has grown so much. I never thought we'd see this, the way the Tongan fans have embraced it. It's unbelievable, and I think tomorrow night will be a spectacle, and I hope it's a competitive game, because that's what the game needs. This needs to be competitive so we can continue to grow the game and give Tonga the respect they deserve. If they get blown off the park, we're sort of taking a little back step there.
Michael Chanamas from NRL.com broke the story today about the West Tigers meeting with Michael McGuire about the possibility of him coaching the club next year. Michael, for your sake, I would go out and buy a Tongan jersey just so you can blend in and keep yourself safe over in New Zealand.
Thanks, boys. I'm tipping I went into a Tongan jersey. I maybe put on some muscle, but that's okay.
Michael, thanks for your time, mate.
Keep up the good work, mate.
Thanks, boys.
Michael Chamas there from NRL.com. MG, actually, you'd be a perfect fit for a Tongan jersey.
Well, I like them. They're not a good colour, the red, isn't it?
Yeah.
It suits my eyes.
MG, you are going to break down how the Aussies can win that game in about 20 minutes of time. But up next, MG, A-League. Starts tonight.
Yeah.
And rest in peace, the dearly departed Les Murray.
Yep.
He's left a bit of a hole in terms of the voice of Australian football.
Yeah, he has.
And I believe this next man is capable, or is the current voice of Australian football. Simon Hill from Fox Sports will join us next to preview the A-League season. He's going to tell us who wins.
Let's ask him about that burning question, Usain Bolt, huh?
I don't think he's a fan.
Really?
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We do the Rush Hour thanks to our friends at Kennards Hire, MG. Sing it.
Kennards make the job easy.
I love how that's grown into an Elvis impression, the more you
do. I do everything in the key of Elvis, you know that.
Kennards Hire, they have got what it takes to make your job easy. Head into your nearest Kennards Hire branch or check out kennards.com.au. Over 90,000 products, brilliant service and advice. MG, people need to stick around because we've got a brand new segment. Mm-hmm. We are making a sporting public service announcement coming up at the end of the show. Plus, your final chance to join our Tough Mother team. I've got to apologise. Every time I say it, I can't help but pronounce mother.
Mutter.
It's tough mutter.
And I'd like to get some more creative names for our team. We've got to have a name. We've got to have our Rush Hour shirts with an inscription on the back that's called, the Mutter Futters or something.
All right. So when we tell you to call, make sure you call in with a name suggestion for our Tough Mutter team. That's coming up in the next 20 minutes. But, MG, the A-League season kicks off tonight. Sydney FC taking on Adelaide United in Adelaide. You don't miss a second of the Hyundai A-League season with every game live in HD, no ad breaks during play. You can see it all on Fox Sports. And this man, the current voice of football in Australia as far as I'm concerned, Simon Hill from Fox Sports. Simon, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Good to be with you guys. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic, Hilly. It's a great time of year. We've spoken to a member of the Sydney FC Football Club. I've also spoken to a member of the Western Sydney Wanderers. Now we thought we'd get the expert's opinion on who is going to win this thing. Who's going to win the A-League this far out? Put your crystal balls on.
I did that earlier on in the week at the Fox Sports Roundtable and said that for me it's going to be Perth this year.
Oh, okay.
They've never won it, but I think Tony Popovich has made some excellent recruitment decisions. Got them all in early, so he's had a long time on the training track to get them right. And yeah, I think this might just be their year, but that probably means the kiss of death for them.
Simon, let's have a look at the Sydney sides for a moment. Obviously, Sydney FC kick off tonight against Adelaide United. The Wanderers take on Perth Glory, the team you've tipped to win it, on Sunday. Starting with Sydney, they play tonight. No Bobo, no Mijaevski, no Graham Arnold. Are they due for a drop? Because they've been setting the bar for the last couple of seasons.
Well, look, I think a lot of people have thought that during the off-season, but what I will say about Arnie's replacement, Steve Corica, is he's done some excellent pieces of business, I think, during the off-season. He's brought in Adam Lafondre, who looks more than capable of replacing Bobo up front, so I think he'll score a fair few goals. Maybe not the 27 that Bobo got last year. That was a freak season, but he's a good player. Sim De Jong will come into the number 10 position in, as a replacement for Adrian Mizajewski. Not quite the same player, but De Jong is a lovely footballer. Beautiful touch on the ball. I think they'll be okay. Look, I'm not saying they're going to win it by a 14-point margin as they did last season in terms of the Premiership, but I think they're going to have a good campaign. They're already through to another FFA Cup final. They've still got the core of the squad that has done so well over the last 2 years. So I don't think they might drop a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be a huge fall off a cliff, put it that way.
What about their Western neighbours, the Wanderers? Surely this is a team that would be desperate for some consistency this year.
Well, they are. The issue is, I'm not sure they're going to get it. I'm a little bit more concerned about the Wanderers. They've had a bit of an up-and-down pre-season. Under new leadership again, of course, with Marcus Babbel coming in. The squad still seems to me to lack a little bit of quality in key areas, particularly in central midfield. But overall, I think it's another rebuilding season for the Wanderers. And I think their top aim really would just be to make the top six.
What is your point of view on expansion in the A-League?
We've got to have it. Simple as that. We've had a 10-team competition for, I think it's 4 or 5 seasons now. And unfortunately, it gets a bit samey, when you don't have promotion and relegation and you're playing each other 3 times a year, sometimes 4 now with, the FFA Cup. You can get drawn against each other in that as well. We're getting to the point in time where we have to do it. And that's why these two new teams are going to be in, if not next season, then certainly the season after.
Simon, MG's asked you about expansion there. Where do you see the A-League as being at? It's, on one hand, you've got the Usain Bolt experiment happening up on the Central Coast. On the other hand, you've got a player of the calibre of Keke Honda signing with the Melbourne Victory. Where is the competition at in your mind right now?
Well, we're at an interesting moment of the competition's development. I mean, in my opinion, we've probably lost the last 2 or 3 years. Not lost completely, but we've stood still a bit over the last 2 or 3 years because there's been a lot of political upheaval in the background. The A-League has huge potential. And the great thing, you mentioned the other codes, when you look at where those sports are played, they're pretty much operating at their maximum. They can maybe expand into other cities in Australia. We have the whole world that plays football. And sooner or later, the Asian dimension is going to kick in terms of the finances. And that will probably be sooner rather than later to make the Champions League worth qualifying for, because it will mean millions of dollars in revenue. I don't think that day is too far away.
Just finally, mate, I'd like you to, if you will, complete this sentence. The Central Coast Mariners Usain Bolt experience will
hopefully end soon. Look, I don't mean any disrespect to Usain. I'm told he's a great fella. He's obviously a legendary athlete. But let's be honest, the NFL footballer. And you've got to be of a certain level to play professional football. And in my opinion, and not just my opinion, you read the comments of Marcus Babbel, the Wanderers coach, this morning in a German newspaper. And he said, not in 100 years. Mm. And I'm with him. It's just not good enough. It's as simple as that. So the sooner it's brought to a close, I think the better for everybody. If he's desperate to become a professional footballer, brilliant. He had an offer in Malta, 2 years, contract, big money. No questions asked, no trial. Why didn't he take it?
Well, Simon, I mean, what does Malta have on the beautiful central coast of New South Wales? That's probably what jumped to mind for you, say.
Nice pasta.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, true.
Simon Hill from Fox Sports. You're in Adelaide tonight for the game. The season starts tonight. Sydney FC taking on Adelaide United. Don't forget, you won't miss a second of the Hyundai A-League. Every game, live in HD, no ad breaks during play on Fox Sports. Simon Hill, thank you for your time and enjoy the upcoming season.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
Good man, Hilly. Good on you, brother.
I'm looking forward to seeing how this A-League season fleshes out, MG, because we heard it from Hilly there and we heard it from Mark Bridge yesterday that it's been stagnating the last couple of seasons. It needs to get off to a flyer.
Yeah, he said something then that I was unaware of, that the Glory have never won it. Perth Glory have never won the comp.
Oh, geez, you reckon Tony Popovich in charge this year?
Well, that's what his tip is. So, you know, it remains to be seen. Probably it'd be, you know, the AFL teams struggled a bit. We struggled with the Western Reds with the travel. Maybe that's something that, you know, the Perth Glory struggle with as well.
West Coast got it done this year in the AFL.
True.
Maybe it's the year for the Perth Glory. MG, you are going to break down the Tonga-Australia test match that is taking place tomorrow. But up next, we've got a special podcast we want to talk about. The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here. Now is the time if you want to join the Rush Hour with MG's Tough Mudder team. It is the last spot up for grabs. 133353. If you want to be part of our team and do something out of the ordinary, Tough Mudder Sydney, November 17th and 18th. Head to toughmudder.com.au. And remember, MG, they have to bring a name idea for us.
Yes, please. That'd be much appreciated. Look, it's the off-season. As far as rugby league goes and AFL goes, the two major sports down the East Coast, but there is a lot of other sport on. Ways to broaden our horizons, we decided to bring a couple of young blokes into the fray on a weekly basis to give us their unique look on sport. Their names are Rob Shahidi and Tahir. Tahir's that good, he's got one name. If you go onto our socials right now, you'll see a 30-minute podcast that we recorded yesterday with the boys. As I said, they're going to be on our show on a weekly basis. They'll offer up a fresh new look on sport, which has got a funny element of it. This podcast goes for 30 minutes of laughter and fun with some serious sport chat as well thrown in.
Yeah, and if you don't recognise the names, you'll certainly recognise the faces and the voices. Famously on Here Come the Habibs,
yep.
Howzo's,
yep.
Involved with Fat Pizza,
yep.
you will know these guys, and we recorded this the other day.
They're fully sick.
They're fully, fully sick. Very, very funny gentlemen. If you go to grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch Up podcast. It's the best way to make sure you get all of that extra content that we do. But here's a little grab from the podcast that is already up. Maybe that is the first problem you gentlemen can solve for us on the Rush Hour with MG. Come up with some creative marquee players that rugby league can sign.
Rob wants a particular AFL player of Parramatta, though.
Ben Cousins.
What?
Oh, no, he'd be he'd be in charge of the cheerleaders and he'd be chanting for the Eels. You imagine him chanting for the Eels.
Oh. Mm.
Give me an E. Give me another E. Give me more E's. Sorry.
And I don't mind Paramount, but they've got a lot of resources and they should not be. But I feel sorry for the supporters. There's a hotline, 1-800. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. Sorry.
So look, the Parramatta fans might want to give that first one a skip, but
I get some good insights into, you know, being basically the ground announcers at ANZ Stadium when they're on a cold winter's night in front of 5,000 or 6,000 people, and they've done the same with Western Sydney Wanderers. Plus, Rob Shahidi was one step away from being a Wallaby, and I think Tahir's played for the country in touch footy. So they're both accomplished sportsmen themselves.
Yeah, Rob talks about the time he played against David Campese. Go and check out that podcast. It's available via the Triple M app. Subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch-Up podcast. MG, you said it's the off-season, but there is a test match tomorrow.
Juicy.
We need to talk about. You're going to tell us how the Kangaroos can avoid another defeat.
Hopefully.
Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. I guess it's a Friday, you can just sing over the back of the song.
Ironically, when that song started to peak and everyone started to sing along with it, guess what happened for the last month?
Bring the rain. I thought we were attributing the rain, the break in the drought, to Prince Harry and Meghan turning up.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying that song had a big thing to do with it.
Okay, very good. Congratulations to Joe and Guildford, who was a final winner of a spot on our Tough Mudder team. And he had a name for us, MG.
Which whiz?
The Parramuttas. which is pretty good.
I like it.
It's leading the pack right now.
I like it a lot, Joey.
I mean, based on the performance of Parramatta, we'll probably come last in the race, but
so
you know.
So you did not have to say that.
Well, I did.
You didn't have to say
I
that.
I did.
No.
I did. Everyone who doesn't go for Parramatta out there appreciated that. Let's talk about tomorrow night's test match, MG.
Yep.
Australia taking on Tonga. Australia coming off the back of a loss to the Kiwis, and
yep.
Tonga, the country, the team, everyone probably as fired up for a test match as they've ever been.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable last 6 months for Tonga after having such a sensational World Cup. I don't think anyone could have predicted the sudden rise to where they are at the moment, from being a minnow nation basically to being almost a tier one test playing nation in the space of 6 months. Look, we all attribute two people, for doing so, Taumalolo and Fifita for making that decision. But when you look at their team on paper, Will Hopewadi at the back is solid as. Then you've got Big Tupu and Fusatua on the wings. They're giants. I take it that Hingano and Lolohia will be doing a lot of cross-field kicking to their wingers. I'd be tempted if I was Mal Meninga to put maybe in defence Mitchell and Tommy Turbo on the wings.
Okay.
Purely for that maybe on the last tackle for that crossfield kick, just say the corner, let's swap, because Valentine Holmes and Gagai are a foot shorter than these guys. So that's going to be a target. No secret that our forward pack underperformed in the game in the last game against the Kiwis. Dave Clemmer was the only forward to run for over 100 metres. Jordan McLean, 3 runs for like 20-odd metres. He's got to obviously pick his act up. And Mal's given them another chance. And I think the players will be quite grateful for that, because if they got dropped after playing that game against the Kiwis, that takes a lot to get over. And so Mal's reckoning after being on a tour with him and playing against him for a long time is that I'll give you another chance. And I think that chance will be taken with both hands. But this Tongan team, their forward pack in particular, Liam, Takiaho and Fifita up front, Pengai Jr., Sikamanu and Taumalolo back three. They've got a very strong bench. Katoa, Fanua Blake, who had a fantastic season for Manly, Offen Ngawi and Terapo. That is a sensational bench. When I look at the strengths of Australia, obviously it's the back line. I think the Tongan forward pack is superior to ours. I would be as I said in the show earlier in the week, I'd be starting with Jake Trbojevic. I'll be starting with Tyson Frizzell. I'd put Maguire and probably McLean on the bench. Look, I think Damien Cook, when he came out and said midweek that he let the jersey down, I wasn't a fan of that because I didn't notice that. I didn't notice him letting the jersey
down. It was a harsh self-criticism.
Yeah. And I think he got interviewed at a time of vulnerability as well. So his forwards have got to, with the Rabbitohs, why he's so blistering out of dummy half, he gets quick play the balls from the Burgess boys. Angus Crichton, quick play the ball. So, to sum up, Australia's completion rate in the first test match was abysmal. If they complete for over 80%, they win this game. I'm not going to say comfortably, but they win the game. I think between 4 and 6 points, I think Tonga have got points in them. Jennings in the centres with Carter. Hopewadi, Tupu and Fusatura is a great back three, but it's their forward pack that's got to be stopped. It's obvious where they're going to play the game. That's up the middle, and Australia have got to be a lot better than they were against the Kiwis, and I think they will be.
Yeah, and I think that with the big positive for Australia is that Luke Keary has been cleared to play.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it means Tyrone Peachey misses out, but Luke Keary cleared to play. He only played 12 minutes against the Kiwis.
Yeah, and that's unsettling.
Yeah.
When you're a new, fresh team, especially a fresh scrum base with DCE in him, DC kind of went, now it's all up to me. So I want Daly to run more. I just want Daly to get that ball and just run. He's a great ball runner.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we see the Luke Keary of the grand final and down that left edge with his Roosters teammates, Mitchell, Cordner and Tedesco. It's real danger times for the Tonga if they get firing. MG, your tip, scoreline, best player?
I'm going to say Australia 20-16. And my man of the match is going to be Latrell Mitchell.
Okay, there it is. The Tongans taking on Australia tomorrow night. It's going to be an absolute ripper. 30,000 sold out. going to be an amazing spectacle. Make sure you...
That's twilight too, just remind people. 5:45, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so. I don't have the kickoff time in front of me. Yeah, producer Charlie's giving me the thumbs up. 5:45 start, so good time to watch some footy.
Oh, day full of races and then a bit of Tongan versus Australia. You know, giddy up!
We talk about races, we talk about tips. James Hooper back in the hot seat with some good oil for us next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
Which brings me to this.
I want more zeros on my contract next year when I'm going in.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And MG, we are about 5-10 minutes away from this brand new segment because we've found something in the sporting world that needs fixing. And well, we are going to fix it.
Yeah, we're trying to anyway.
We're going to make an appeal to fix it. But before that, let's do this. Yes, MG, we are smack bang in the middle of the spring racing carnival.
Oh, yeah.
And you had the idea a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
That we should be sharing the good oil, sharing some insider tips that you're privy to with the Rush Hour with MG community.
Well... Look, every day, mates and co-workers have WhatsApp groups or text messages going back and forwards with, you know, I've got a tip here, I've got a tip there, and here a tip, where a tip, everywhere a tip, tip. So I thought, why not on a Friday, let's try and put some, you know, some cabbage in some pockets of our listeners. And I started us off and went no good.
Well, it was a bit of a false start, really.
Well, at least I had a dig.
Yeah, well, but in our absence last week.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Maroon and James Hooper jumped in and did the show last Friday, and this was James Hooper jumping into the hot seat.
The Everest at Randwick tomorrow, Maroon, is the feature race of the day, $30 million up for grabs. But I get the impression that if you're in doubt and you're looking to power out later on in the day, then Huey Bowman will get you out in the last at Randwick, race 10. There's a horse called Esperance.
And down the outside is Revenir. Here's a great go. Esperance and Revenir. The far side, Lucy Rose. But it's Esperance in front from Revenir. Esperance wins the last.
Oh, James Hooper delivering in the get-out stakes at Randwick last weekend. So we bring him back, MG. The man who gave us that good mail.
Well, there is a famous tipster called Jimmy the Greek. Now it's Jimmy the Hoop.
James Hooper. Well done, and thank you from everybody on the Rush Hour with MG for your great mail last week.
No, not a worry. Look, a little bit more arse than class there, fellas. happily that it did get the result. Huey Bowman, we all know what a champion jockey he is, and he did get us out. But we're rolling the dice again. As I said last week at the start, fellas, the world has got more problems than I thought if they're starting to turn to dribblers like me for tips. But that's all right. All care taken and no responsibility accepted.
I like the strategy, but, you know, you said there's a big race. It's obviously the Everest is on, and everyone's focus will be on that. But usually, you know, races 8 or 9 or 10 in the day is where you make up your money. I know for mine in Perth, it's back pike and drink what you like. and I like Jamie Carr in Adelaide. But obviously, Huey Bowman's one of the best in Sydney. So what do you got for us this week, brother?
Yeah, Darren Weir, drink beers, not a bad if you do like a bet down in Melbourne. And look, tomorrow, the biggest race on the card is going to be the Caulfield Cup. It is always traditionally quite tricky to pick the winner, but we're going to have a stab.
Oh.
One of the captains of this program, the great Mark Guyer, and then his offsider, Liam Flanagan, who is a young star, an absolute young star of the radio game. Now, there's a horse tomorrow, race 8, number 18. It is called Young Star. It's ridden by Kieran McAvoy, in-form jockey, won his second Everest last week aboard Red Zell. It's only got a featherweight on its back, fellas, 2,400 metres, and I think she'll be absolutely flying at the end. Fingers crossed she can win us some cash.
Well, there you go.
Race 8, number 18, at Caulfield tomorrow. Young star. I love it, Hoops.
Yeah, I got a text from my mate Spooky a week ago, and he said I'll be backing that.
Oh, so you've already been tipped into that one, have you?
Well, but that's good reinforcement. that's a good horse.
Well, James Hooper, you are one for one on the Friday tips. Hopefully, we are speaking to you this time next week as you go for a hat trick. James Hooper, thank you for the good mail.
Fingers crossed, fellas. Thanks for having me.
What's your thought? Quick score on the test match between Tonga and Australia, brother.
I'm worried tomorrow, MG. I think that Tonga forward pack frightens the daylights out of me. It's a little bit like when yourself and Johnny Cartwright and all those sort of like the Tongan, out for Australia.
The Tongan team scares the shit out of me, too.
look, I think Australia can win, but I reckon it'll be really close. I'll say Australia 24-22.
Oh, I hope you're right.
He's making all the predictions. James Hooper from Fox Sports, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, fellas.
And of course, MG, Gamble responsibly.
Always.
If anyone's having a bet, bet always within your means. Bet with your head, not over it. That's what they say, isn't it?
Certainly do.
Sure. The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, MG and I, we're going to save cricket.
Order, order, order.
It needs saving.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam and MG here. We're almost done for your Friday. But MG, when we see problems in the Australian sporting world...
Injustice. Yeah.
Injustice being done.
Yes.
We are the kind of people who take it upon ourselves to fix these.
We try to.
Or at least try to fix them. Yep. So in a brand new segment, we're going to try and... We're going to make an appeal to correct an injustice currently being done in the Australian sporting world.
This is a
sporting
public service announcement brought to you by
the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, I love that voice.
Thank you.
This is a sporting announcement.
MG.
Yes, mate.
We are making a sporting public service announcement. Probably should have just been a public sporting announcement.
I think the current cricket team, Australian cricket team, have forced our hand a bit because
yes, they have.
If they were winning games, this wouldn't have had to be brought to everyone's attention. Yep. But the fact that they're not winning games and they're getting their ass kicked by Pakistan.
We're having our pants pulled down.
Yeah.
We currently require 398 runs and we're 5 for 140 in the final innings.
Yeah, we need a couple of blokes back, don't we?
We are appealing. The Rush Hour with MG, we are appealing that David Warner and Steve Smith have their 12-month ban ended from the Australian national team.
They've served 6 months. Let's have a 6-month suspended sentence. In other words, let's let them out on bail.
Correct, because here's what you don't do, kids. You don't suspend your two best players when you're about to head over to the Middle East to take on these countries on dusty turning pitches.
Well, let's first go to the facts. They did something they shouldn't have done. Way over punished, I think, and I think a lot of Australians think that 6 months would have been probably what they've done. But, okay, let's say we were in a court of arbitration. They're out on bail. What are their strict bail conditions?
Okay, so they're halfway through their sentence. MG and I think they should be let off.
Yes.
But as... When you go on parole or you're let out on bail, there are certain conditions.
Okay.
My first condition, MG.
Yeah, go for it.
They have to bat to their average, right? So if we are going to let them back into the national cricketing side, they have to bat to their average. Now, Steve Smith averages 61.
Oh, good
and
luck
David
with that.
Warner averages 48.
That's 100 runs.
Every test match they play, the two of them, I'm happy for them to combine. They need to be scoring 109 runs on behalf of the Australian cricket team in every innings.
Okay, harsh but fair. I say one of their strict bail conditions are they've got to stay way away from Bunnings because there is a lot of sandpaper at Bunnings. So if they're caught having a sausage sandwich at Bunnings, back in jail they go.
I like that. And while we're staying away from things, neither of them are allowed within 100 feet of Cam Bancroft.
Oh,
leave that poor boy alone.
And no more IPL or CDL or AKL overseas 2020 cricket. They're barred from 2020 cricket.
Okay.
They've got to concentrate solely on the Australian cricket team.
I love that. I love that.
There's no more little, trips away for 6 weeks to earn $1.8
million.
No. No. I agree. You've let you back after 6 months, but you've got to, toe the line, and one of them towing the lines is you're not allowed to play any other 2020 cricket around the world.
I agree. If you are the powers that be and you are hearing this public sporting service announcement, I think we've made a pretty compelling case.
Let them back. Let them back. Let them back.
MG, we got to go.
Have a great weekend, everybody. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Tools down. That has been the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast for Kennards Hire. They've got what it takes to make your job easy. Kennards.com.au.